Ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Ring Talk is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Bring it.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Yeah, let's start building some hurting bombs.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now for better than 27 years. Today, in this special edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, we'll discuss both boxing and MMA. Of course, boxing for the first half hour or so, and then MMA for the second half hour or so. So we got lots of things to talk about. If you'd like to join us, you can. Lots of ways to do so. You can join us on Twitter, the hash mark, and Ring Talk. That's RingTalk. You can join us, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network. All that information is available at ringtalk.com. And, of course, we're doing a trial live broadcast right now on facebook.com/ringtalk. So it seems we'll put that together this week, and we'll come back with some video clips and add some new highlights to the video end of the show next week. But today, it's just a dry run of me here in the studio. No video clips, no special effects, nothing like that. Lots of things I said to talk about. Of course, the MMA, the Ultimate Fighter, went on this past Friday night. Pretty good show. I like the fact they're doing this live every 2 weeks. I mean, this is dynamic in that the old show, which was on Spike TV, was like filmed all in a few days and a couple of weeks, and then they would hold it off for like 8 or 10 weeks, and you wouldn't know who really won. But now you're getting to watch each fighter win each couple of weeks. Every 2 weeks it's on. Of course, it was on this past Friday on FX Cable. So lots of boxing to talk about, lots of UFC to talk about, lots of Strikeforce and MMA to talk about as well. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. They do have open phone lines coast to coast all across America. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Walk away and twist your hips. Make sure you keep him. Don't let nobody take care.
Hey guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls.
You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
Got an iPod? Into podcasting? Now you can get podcasts of all your favorite Sports Byline shows delivered right to your computer, automatically, so you can listen when and where you want, as many times as you want, on your PC or on your iPod. Never miss your favorite show. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button next to your favorite shows. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! The heavyweight champion is taking the mandatory 8-count, and Foreman is as poised as can be!
Man, who can't forget that fight back in 1973? George Foreman capturing the World Heavyweight Championship with a second-round KO, of course, with Joe Frazier. Joe Frazier coming off the big win over Muhammad Ali in 1971. Fought, I think, Ron Stander, I believe, some hobo from the Midwest. But the bottom line was, of course, Frazier damaged from that first Ali fight. Never the same fighter afterwards, and Foreman just took him apart. And I can't believe that Joe decided to fight Foreman instead of fighting a rematch with Ali because he didn't like Ali at the time. Of course, he said some horrible things about Muhammad Ali in previous years, and he says he's apologized for it, and he's all made up for it, all that kind of good stuff. But, of course, the late Joe Frazier, late being he passed away a few months ago, so we wish him and his family the best. But he wasn't the greatest guy to be around. I mean, I was with him at the International Boxing Hall of Fame. He used to charge $25 a pop for an autograph. He tried to charge me for an interview one time. And I looked across at him like, I don't need your interview that bad. And I didn't, so I walked away. But the bottom line is he was the former undisputed world heavyweight champion. He did pass away. He did win that title when Ali was in exile and, of course, defended the title against Muhammad Ali March 8th of 1971 in the greatest fight in history as far as, you know, the world was concerned. I mean, the entire world stopped for 15 rounds and watched this fight. That's right. When a fight was 15 rounds, they stopped, they watched this fight, and it was the most watched event probably in the history of sports. But the bottom line is Joe Frazier has left us. Muhammad Ali, now 70 years old. I saw him clips of his birthday party a few weeks ago. I noticed that Don King wasn't there, and seeing Bob Arum was one of the sponsors, I could see why. But, you know, the Don now, he, of course, the former numbers runner from Cleveland, the two-time killer. I can't say murderer because, you know, one of the killings, he was said to be self-defense, even though I think he shot the guy in the back as the guy was running away from robbing his numbers outlet. The numbers I'm talking about was the illegal lottery. You know, you have the lottery now in each state. Well, back in the day, they didn't have the lottery. Back in the 50s and the 60s, didn't have the lottery, so they had something called the numbers. And what they would do is they would base the numbers maybe on the first four or five winners at the Aqueduct Racetrack or the Hollywood Park Racetrack or something like that. And those are the numbers that you won by. In other words, if you pick the numbers of the horses that won in the first four or five races, you won the numbers contest, and your numbers guy would come and pay you off, okay? Of course, Don, having shot that guy in the back after robbing his numbers outlet. And then, of course, there was the incident with Sam Garrett. Sam Garrett was like a 135-pound heroin addict who had owed Don about $600 in numbers money, and he wasn't paying up. So Don put the boots to him and was stomping on him, kicking the snot out of this guy, and the Cleveland cops rolled up, and they yelled, stop, stop. And before Don kicked this guy the last time, Sam Garrett said, don't worry, Don, I'll pay you the money. And Don kicked him one more time and kicked him into mortality because he was dead at that point in time. So Don King was charged with murder. He was pardoned. And that's why people wonder why he's able to travel around the entire world like he is. And he is. He's able to travel all over Japan. Any country will take Don King because officially he's been pardoned. He's not a convicted felon. He's not a convicted murderer. He was pardoned by the outgoing governor of Ohio. Of course, I was told that was a $250,000 payoff, but Don had some, how can we say this? He was connected with the Cleveland mob. I'll just put it that way. That's my opinion. I'll leave it in an opinion basis. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. Last night, the world middleweight champion out of Oxnard, California, originally out of Argentina, Then he went to Spain to learn how to fight. I'm talking about Sergio Martinez, 157.5 pounds. The middleweight limit is 160. A TKO 11 winner over Britain's Matthew Macklin. Macklin coming in at 158. You know, Macklin's now 28-4 and 19 KOs. He was in the fight a little bit. I mean, when he finally did come and gamble, much like Kevin Perry, my writer at ringtalk.com, said previously, when he did come and gamble, he paid dearly for it. Martinez dropped him twice in the 11th round, moving his record to 49-2-2 with 28 KOs. Of course, he is the undisputed world middleweight champion. There'll be no doubt about it. Junior Julio Cesar Chavez or Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., call him what you want. The bottom line is not Jose Suleiman, the president of the World Boxing Council, not Chavez Jr., not Chavez Sr. None of these guys are the world middleweight champion. That's right. Sergio Martinez is the world middleweight champion, although he gets about as much respect as Rodney Dangerfield. Anyway, the trainer, Buddy McGirt, of Macklin stopped the fight after the 11th round after his man got knocked down twice, wouldn't let him come out for the 12th. So the winner by TKO in 11 is still the world undisputed world middleweight champion, Sergio Martinez, Oxnard, California. Edwin Rodriguez was on the card, former national amateur champion. In fact, the first amateur out of Massachusetts. He lives in Worcester. He is the first amateur out of the state to win a national Golden Gloves title since Marvin Hagler. Of course, before that, there were some greats in the state of Massachusetts, but the last claim was Marvin Hagler. I think that was like 30 years ago. Anyway, Edwin Rodriguez, a super middleweight, quote, contender, unquote, 166 pounds. Of course, the limit being 168 and the world champion being Andre Ward out of Oakland, California. He won a unanimous nod in 10 rounds over Don George, came out of Chicago. Rodriguez down 21-0, 14 KOs. George, what can I say, 22-2-1, 19 KOs. I'll say one thing. He didn't win the fight, but as far as the battle of girlfriends is concerned, he was a TKO-1 winner because Don George's old lady looked a whole lot finer. I mean, she was like a 12 compared to Rodriguez's 7 or 8. So anyway, don't want to be sexist, but that's just the way it is. 99, 91, 96, 94, and 97, 93 were the scorecards last night for the Rodriguez win over Don George. Kendall Holt, Friday night, pulled up a big upset. That's right, the former junior welterweight contender, now fighting in welterweight, about 144, knocked out Tim Coleman in 2 rounds. Coleman was supposed to win this fight going away. It was supposed to be like a walk around the park for him. But now Holt, 28-5, 16 KOs, looked great against the pathetic-looking Coleman, who dropped to 19-3-1 with only 5 KOs. The loudmouth that Coleman was knocked down 4 times, the last causing his corner to throw in the towel at 2 minutes and 23 seconds of round number 2. Abraham Lopez out of La Puente, California, unanimous winner in 8 rounds over Gabriel Toloman. He's out of Glendale. Lopez now 17-0, 12 KOs. Still undefeated, obviously. Toloman now 11-2-1 with only 3 KOs. The big difference was there. Toloman, he could punch a little bit. The other guy, I mean, he can't punch at all with 3 KOs. And Lopez can punch a little bit with 12 KOs. So the scores were 78-74 twice and 79-73. Showbox did their thing on Friday night, excuse me, from Indio, California. And I'll never forget Indio, California. One time we were down there for a Showtime or an HBO event, and I was broadcasting from ringside doing Ring Talk Live worldwide. And the equipment that we brought down there, it was so hot in the sun that it started to melt. That's right. Equipment started to melt. It was like 115, 120 degrees in the sun. It was amazing. That was an amazing evening. I think Alexander Zolkin was the winner that night, the former Russian national. Then he was fighting out of Columbus, Ohio. Of course, that was John Johnson. That name might sound familiar to you. He was the trainer, the coach, of course, of Buster Douglas, the trainer, manager extraordinaire of Buster Douglas. And, of course, he was a former Ohio State undercoach, assistant coach underneath Woody Hayes. Remember the crazy Woody Hayes? Yeah, the late Woody Hayes. May he rest in peace. Anyway, Kendall Holt now 28-5, 16 KOs. Coleman now 19-3-1, 5 KOs. I want to mention that one more time because that was the upset of the week. Omar Figueroa was the winner at TKO 2 over Roman Ayala. Figueroa comes out of Texas. Ayala comes out of Mexico. Figueroa still unbeaten, 15-0 with a draw and 12 KOs. He was way overmatched as far as Ayala was concerned. He's 23-3-1, 11 KOs. More experience, but just couldn't do it. And guess who's on the comeback trail? Last I heard, he was driving a bus over in the East Bay. That's right. I'm talking about Glenn Donaire, the brother of the Filipino flash Nonito Donaire. Weighed 114 pounds Friday night. Of course, he fights out of San Leandro, California. unanimous winner in 10 rounds over Omar Salado. Salado, he won 13. He came out of Tijuana, Mexico. Donaire now 19-4-1. And with 10 KOs, Salado now 24-5-2 with 15 KOs. And I think this is indicative of, I guess, this, you know, the fact that his brother had so much success being a multi-division champion, the Filipino Flash, one of the best fighters pound for pound in the world, that Glenn Donaire said, you know, I think I want to come back. I think I want to come back. And he was a comeback winner. I think this is his third comeback fight in a row and his third win in as many tries. 116, 112, 118, 111, and 115, 113. Those were the scores. You can catch us on Twitter, of course, twitter.com, and then the hash mark Ring Talk. Of course, you can also catch us on facebook.com/Ring Talk, and you hit the Ustream button, see the live broadcast here from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay. Some call it the City by the Gay. I'm talking about San Francisco, California. We'll be getting into some boxing records tonight. We're going to talk about the best fighters pound for pound in each weight division. Of course, we'll talk about the heavyweights right now before we go to the break. But Vladimir Klitschko, 57-3, been knocked out three times with 50 KOs. Of course, he is 35 years old. He's a WBC. He's got one of those alphabet belts. And then you've got Vitaly Klitschko, his brother, probably the better of the two, 44-2. He's been stopped those two times, once by Lennox Lewis and the other fight against Chris Bird when he hurt his shoulder. But, of course, he fought with a hurt shoulder against Derek Chisora a few weeks ago and completed the fight. But he just showed that at the age of 40, Vitaly's, you know, lost his oomph. He's no longer there. Ranked number three by, we're going the independent ratings here of BoxRec.com. We're not going with any magazines, any alphabet titles, any sanctioning bodies, nothing like that. We'll go right now with the computer ratings of BoxRec.com. Alexander Povetkin, who was a winner a few weeks ago and didn't deserve to win, 24-0, 16 KOs. So put an asterisk next to that one. He should have lost that fight. Thomas Adamek, the Pole, now fighting out of New Jersey. What can I say? You know, he's 48-2. He's been stopped once, 28 KOs. He fought one of the Klitschkos, got licked like a stamp. Can't say much there. Tyson Fury, big, tall guy, huge. I mean, like 6'7", something like that. Anyway, 17-0, 12 KOs, fights out of the United Kingdom. I'm talking about England. He's 17-0 with 12 KOs. And the guy that I think is probably stands out amongst all these heavyweights, at least at this point in time, is Robert Helenius. He is 17-0 with 11 KOs. He fights out of Berlin, Germany. And he seems to be the guy that can bring it. I mean, he seems to be exciting. He seems to want to be getting shape. I mean, he's always in shape, unlike Povetkin, who's like sort of like his rival out of Russia, but now fighting out of Germany. But, you know, Povetkin just doesn't bring it. He doesn't get it together. In fact, Teddy Atlas, the famed trainer, of course, the ESPN2 boxing announcer, he was to train Povetkin, but Povetkin, he went over to, I think, to Germany and saw that Povetkin was out of shape and said, I'm not going to get involved with you. I think he went home. And initially, the deal was that Povetkin would come to the United States four to five weeks before a fight, 6 weeks before a fight, already in shape, and then have Atlas sort of hone his skills and fine-tune him in this net. But Alexander didn't want to make the drive or the flight, and the bottom line is, you know, he looked terrible in his last fight. As far as being a heavyweight champion is concerned, he should probably be arrested for doing so. The entire heavyweight division, not too much when you look at the rest of the rankings. I'm talking about Tony Thompson. Of course, that's a Goose and Tudor promotion guy. He's like 36-2. He was stopped once with 24 KOs. He's a southpaw at D.C., Washington, D.C., but he doesn't get me excited either. Alexander Dimitrenko, of course, he's 32-1, 21 KOs out of Hamburg, Germany. He is number 8. Kubrat Pulev, never heard of him before. 15-0, 7 KOs, fights out of Bulgaria. He's ranked number 9 by BoxRec.com. And number 10, the fat Cuban himself. I'm talking about Ortolaner Solis, of course, 17-1, 12 KOs. Had that fight against the Klitschkos about a year and a half ago where he hurt his knee or buckled his knee. Well, look, pal, if you weren't like 5'10 and almost 300 pounds, your knee would probably be able to hold up under athletic events. But the bottom line is you're just a big old fat guy, as are a lot of Cubans. I don't know what it is, but when the Cubans come over, having worked with Diabelli Hurtado and different Cubans down in Miami back in the day, of course, I was doing TV in the 90s back in Miami down on South Beach, and working with these guys, I found them all to have issues. Either they were eating issues or drinking issues, and it just was the fact that they starved in Cuba. They had no food. They had no booze. So when they got a chance to drink or eat, they came over and they did it so in abundance. I know Hurtado, when I went over to his house in Miami to do some road work with him, I smelled booze on his breath. This was like, you know, 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning. What's going on here? Sniff smelling booze. You know, when you're not drinking, you can smell alcohol on somebody else in a hot minute. Anyway, the bottom line was, his trainer told me, I can't remember what the guy's name is now, but he said to me, he goes, oh, he just has a little drink in the morning. Well, if he's drinking in the morning, pal, he's probably drinking the rest of the day. So that brings up the top 10 of the heavyweight division. We'll go to some of the other divisions when Ring Talk Live Worldwide continues. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We do have open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com, the hash mark Ring Talk. And we're also doing a live pretest, a test broadcast on Facebook.com/Ring Talk. And then you go to the Ustream broadcast, hit the Ustream button. You can watch the live proceeds here from the Sports Byline Studios. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
How I'd love to walk down that golden street, hand in hand with you where all the lovers meet. Whoa, I'd love to go to Loveland with you.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies, and Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade, precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For 3 decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
And that was from that plane around the corner. You know, the rope-a-dope, that was a little bit of the rope-a-dope, but he was a dope, so he got nailed.
The late, great Angelo Dundee passed away a month ago. Of course, Angie, as everybody called him. Great guy, great motivator, great corner man, great trainer. That's questionable. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, the MMA segment's upcoming. We're talking about the ratings per division, and I'm not going to go through the entire 16 weight classes. Don't have the time to do that. It'd take like 3 or 4 hours. But the bottom line is, you know, a cruiserweight at 200 pounds, Joan Pablo Hernandez is probably the best at 26-1 with 13 KOs. And you know the division's in trouble when Antonio Tarver, who hasn't looked good since like Rocky VI, the Sylvester Stallone movie thing where he played bad guy, okay? But he hasn't looked good since then. 29-6, 20 KOs. When he's ranked number two, you got some cause for concern in the division. And the light heavyweight division, this is interesting, because I consider the best light heavyweight in the world to be Gabriel Campello. He's 21-4. With a draw and 8 KOs, of course, he was robbed. I mean, just they put a gun to his head and stole the fight away from him, stole the fight with Tavares Cloud away from him just a couple of weeks ago. I mean, that was just like one of the biggest heists I've ever seen ever in my 40 years of watching the sport. It was a 12-round decision, and it was just a mind-boggler. I couldn't believe it. One judge had it. Dave Robertson, a judge out of Houston, Texas, I believe, had a 116-110. I mean, if I'd had a 116-110, it would have probably been the other way, because I had it like, I think, 116-111 or 116. Anyway, the bottom line is I had Campillo running, going away, as did one other judge. Denny Nelson had him winning the fight as well. But the bottom line is two judges had him losing the fight, and it was, as I said, one of the biggest fights of all time. Now the IBF, the International Boxing Federation, which is a predominantly an African-American-run organization out of Newark, New Jersey, they have decided they're not going to allow a rematch. They're not going to mandate a rematch in one of the biggest heists ever. That's why people are losing their faith in boxing, because of people like Daryl Peoples and the folks that run the IBF and the WBC and things like that. Because when they pull this chicanery and they get away with it, I mean, who are you supposed to believe? Your eyes or those lying judges? So as I said, Campillo is the number one light heavyweight in the world. Bernard Hopkins and Chad Dawson are going to hook it up in a few weeks. Of course, Bad Chad on the show about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Dawson's 30-1, 17 KOs. He's a southpaw. He's out of New Haven, Connecticut. He can't draw at home, not the big drawer. And, of course, you've got Bernard Hopkins, who he's going to rematch, the great actor, the Emmy Award-winning actor that he is, former middleweight champion, now the light heavyweight title holder, per se, of the WBC, I believe. 52-5, 2 draws and 32 KOs. I'm not all that, you know, I'm not thrilled with Hopkins. I mean, he's like 46 years old. Yeah, he's in marvelous shape for being 46 years old, but the bottom line is it's time for him to step aside. Now, at 168, it gets interesting because my man, Andre Ward, is number one ranked 168-pounder in the entire world. There's no question about it. And people say, you know what, you're hyping the local guy. I was accused of doing that like 8 or 10 years ago, and I said before he won the gold medal in 2004. I was accused of doing that on another radio station by another talk show host, and I said, oh, man, so you watch, he'll win the gold. Then after he won the gold medal and I think he got knocked down in one of his early fights. And he wasn't looking. He got caught and got clipped, but he got up and took care of business. He's still undefeated, 25-0, 13 KOs, fought down in Oakland, California. They said he wasn't the goods. He didn't have it. Well, he's got it all. He can fight left-handed. He can fight right-handed. He is a converted southpaw, meaning he was born left-handed and learned how to box right-handed, and now he can switch back and forth. He's a great ambidextrous fighter, probably the best fighter, probably the best boxer pound for pound in boxing right now. Number two at 168 is Lucien Brute, 30-0, 24 KOs. He fights out of Quebec, Canada. He's a southpaw. And the number three guy is the guy that Ward just beat, licked him like a stamp over 12 rounds, Carl Froch, 28-2, 20 KOs. Now, Froch and Brute are going to fight. I don't know why Brute wants to fight Andre Ward's leftovers, but I guess there's no other guys for him to fight because I'm looking at the rest of the 168-pound division, and there's not a whole lot there. Kelly Pavlik is rated there, the former middleweight champion. Mikel Kessler, the guy that Andre Ward beat about 2 years ago in here in Oakland, California, he's 33 years old. He's got some eye injuries, so he's probably on the downside as well. So the bottom line is Andre Ward stands alone at the top of the 168-pound. I'm talking about super middleweight ladder, no question about that. Of course, Andre Ward on a show here on the Saturday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide just 2 weeks ago. Of course, the Saturday edition airs right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, and live worldwide on the Internet, Saturdays, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Of course, you can check out all the podcasts, all the prior shows. We've got shows with the late Bud Schoenberg, of course, the man that wrote that epic movie On the Waterfront with Marlon Brando about boxing back in 1954, which won 8 Academy Awards for all kinds of stuff. Best actor, I can go on and on, best director. Anyway, the bottom line is we have an interview with the late Bud Schoenberg available on podcast or on the website. You can check it out at ringtalk.com. We've got an interview with Pat Barry from recently, Pat Barry, the UFC heavyweight contender, and he's a bit of a kick. I mean, he talks about conspiracy theories, and he talks about MMA. I mean, he's all over the place. So he was a wonderful interview. You can check out all of the prior shows at ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Coming up, we talk MMA on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Ready, go!
Jump kick by Goes.
Yeah.
Ooh, little Crouch of the Tiger, Hidden Dragon action there. Oh, look at this Capoeira. I think he's just doing that to get him excited because he thinks maybe if he grabs his leg, he'll go to the ground. But it might work. We don't know. Goes for the single. Coleman getting him down. Coleman getting him into a whole grinding away that right hand.
To the body again.
Allen's got him down now. Allen's on the bottom. He's got Coleman where he wants him. If Allen gets a close guard around him, Allen's going to have him where he wants him. playing Alan's game here. Alan wants this kind of a fight. He wants it to the ground.
Oh, that's a good shot.
Moments to throw a knee here to the top of Alan's head.
There we go.
There it is. He's not going to be able to take too many. Oh, he's knocked out. Is he knocked out?
He's out. I think he's knocked out.
He's out. He's out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Look at this. Look at this. He's attacking Mark. He's attacking Mark. He doesn't know what to do. Mark wants to hit him.
And I think it was that this knee right here, that's the one that did it. Because see it fall on the side. It's a lot like what happened when Igor Bochanchin KO'd Kerr and got a no contest, because at that time, these knees were not legal.
The theme from the 1960s TV show, The Time Tunnel. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I think James Darren was in that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Before that, we heard the MMA clip with Mark Coleman. That was from Collision Course back in 2001. Of course, Mark Coleman, one of the early stars of the UFC. Don't forget, the next UFC big main event, big pay-per-view event, will be April 21st. Of course, that has Rashad Evans challenging John Jones, the once-beaten Bones Jones, for the light heavyweight championship of the UFC. Of course, Bones Jones, probably a 4 or 5 to 1 favorite in my mind, maybe even a little larger. I mean, I think he's just head and shoulders the best MMA fighter as far as males are concerned in the world. But then again, you've got so many different ways to lose in the world of mixed martial arts. You can lose by submission. I mean, you can get a guy in an ankle lock, a knee lock. You can put him in an arm bar, like the great Ronda Rousey. I mean, she's the hottest female fighter to come along ever, and even hotter than Gina Carano, I kid you not. And I think that her ratings are going to improve incredibly the next time she fights. She fought on Showtime just a couple of weeks ago and took out Miesha Tate. And she took out Miesha. I mean, she lit her up like the White House Christmas tree. I mean, and did an arm bar on her, 2 arm bars. And the second one hyperextended her arm. She got some ligament issues. And God knows when she'll be back, if ever. Because as it was stated in previous shows, Ring Talk shows, if you break a bone can heal. But ligaments take their own time to heal. Ligaments and tendons and things like that, some things like that don't ever come back into play. So the bottom line is Ronda Rousey, we hope to get her on the show in the next few weeks, but she is the hottest fighter to come into the world of mixed martial arts in a long, long time. Probably since, you know, Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar came along and everybody said, whoa, Brock Lesnar, of course, the former WWE champion. And speaking of the WWE, of course, WrestleMania coming up, I believe, in the first week of April. John Cena and The Rock, Dwayne Johnson coming back to professional wrestling. I don't know what that does for me. I mean, I'm not a WWE fan, haven't been for over a decade. Just don't get involved in it, don't watch it. It doesn't entertain me. I do like Impact Wrestling on Spike TV, but they are so like, they're like lost, and they're like a big ball of confusion as far as their program is concerned. But the bottom line is pro wrestling is on the decline. UFC is on the way up. Of course, the MMA world is on the way up. And somebody just shot me an email that said that Foxwoods Casino, which holds a lot of MMA and boxing events, is $2.3 billion in debt. Well, it couldn't happen to a nicer group of guys, because when I got there to be a ring announcer, I guess about 8 or 10 years ago, they wanted to charge me for being a ring announcer at their facility. They were going to charge me $250, and I was making like $750 for the event. And they wanted to charge me $250. So when I hear Foxwoods is going in the hole, who cares? Anyway, of course, the latest episode of Ultimate Fighter aired Friday night on Spike TV. And the ratings, according to my one of my internet sources here, as Justin Lawrence is number one. Of course, the big upset was James Nick with a knee and knockout over Daryl Krushak. I mean, holy cow. I mean, Krushak was thought to be, he was thought to be one of the top guys. Of course, they started out with 32 guys, and now they're down to, what, 15? But the bottom line is, when you look at these ratings, and it's all subjective, of course, but Justin Lawrence, Ala Quinta, Samson Silla, Cristiano Marcelo is probably one of my favorites in the tournament, okay? And he's like 34 years old, or he just turned 34, so I don't know how far he's going or where he's going, but James Vick, of course, is in there, as I just mentioned. Joe Proctor, Mike Real, Miles Jury. I'm not all impressed with these guys, really not. The guy that does impress me, he's only a rookie at this, is Michael Chiesa. And he's only got a few MMA fights, but he looks like he's got the goods, man. And somebody told me he's got a a black belt from Gracie, a Gracie Jiu-Jitsu black belt. So if he's got that, he's got some Jiu-Jitsu skills, no question about that. But, of course, The Ultimate Fighter will air every 2 weeks on FX TV. And speaking of The Ultimate Fighter, we look at the TV rating, the TV schedule for MMA as far as the UFC is concerned. Tonight at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, The Ultimate Fighter Live, Episode 1. And then, of course, at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, it'll be The Ultimate Fighter Live, Episode 2. So you can watch and catch up on the season. I mean, it's a good chance to do this because you'll be able to see the future of MMA. I mean, you got to give it to Dana White with these tournaments. The Bellator does the same thing. The Bellator Fighting Championship, of course, they air like on Friday nights on MTV2, which gets hardly any ratings. But the bottom line is they're good fights, and they're being shown in casinos across the country. And what Bjorn Rebney, the CEO of Bellator Fighting Championships, what he's done is he's booked these fights into casinos so that he doesn't have to sell tickets. He leaves it all up to the casino. So the casino gives away tickets, sells tickets, does whatever they would. I think on their March 9th card, they drew like 3,500 people, and there's no way they would draw 3,500 people to a non-UFC MMA event outside of that and Strikeforce. Of course, Strikeforce did 5,500 with Ronda Rousey in Columbus, Ohio. That was just 2 weeks ago. But the bottom line is usually Strikeforce, unless it's in San Jose, California, which was the capital of Strikeforce. Of course, that's where Strikeforce got their start with Frank Shamrock and Kung Lee and guys like that. Even Fedor fought down there at Emelianenko. But the bottom line is outside of San Jose, Strikeforce has never really been able to grab much of an audience. I mean, that's where it was born. That's where sort of where it started. That's where the company, the Santa Clara Entertainment Center or something like that, that conglomerate down there owned the Strikeforce. Of course, they sold it to the UFC last year for $34 million, according to my man Dave Meltzer, the Wrestling Observer newsletter. Speaking of the Wrestling Observer, you can catch a Wrestling Observer radio show Sundays at 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So we've got a couple of Ultimate Fighter episodes going tonight on Fuel TV. Not too many people have Fuel TV, so I think you should shop around the internet and see if you can find yourself an internet feed for Fuel TV, because not a whole lot of people have it. I have Comcast. I don't have it. Brian Alvarez of the Wrestling Observer radio show, and, of course, a fine writer himself on MMA and MMA Encyclopedia, he doesn't have Fuel TV. A lot of people don't have Fuel TV. In fact, I don't know too many people that have Fuel TV. And the most they get on an episode at primetime is like 20,000 viewers. But when the UFC's been airing on their channel, they've been getting 200,000 viewers. So I guess that's a significant improvement for them. 11 p.m. Eastern time tonight, the prelims for UFC 143, Diaz and Condit. I'll show you that. There's some pretty good prelims on that. Checking out Monday's television scorecard. Of course, 1 a.m. Eastern time, UFC Unleashed, the best fights in the octagon. 2 a.m. Eastern time, that's 11 o'clock Pacific time, Sunday night. UFC Unleashed, the best fights in the octagon again. Then you got The Ultimate Fighter 2. And all this stuff is available, folks, at UFC.com/schedule. That's where you want to go. If you want to see what's happening as far as the world of mixed martial arts and the UFC is concerned and their schedule, you need to go to the UFC website, UFC.com/schedule. It's all available on the front page. It says schedule, says events, says fighters. They've got video clips. They've got clips from The Ultimate Fighter TV show. Of course, The Ultimate Fighter now in its 15th season. And not 15 years, but 15 seasons. It is the longest-running reality show in TV history. And it's a success. There's no question about it. They're garnering about 1.6 million homes on FX cable. They figure that's going to grow as the Fox affiliation with the UFC. Of course, that started this year with started late last year, November 12th, with Cain Velasquez losing the UFC heavyweight championship of the world to Junior Dos Santos. Of course, Dos Santos going to defend that title against Alistair Overeem later this year in June, and that's going to be a barn burner, no question about it. It's a toss-up. A lot of people think it's a toss-up. But, you know, I like the pedigree. I like the background of Junior Dos Santos, the fact that he's the best boxer in the UFC, the best boxer in mixed martial arts as far as stand-up boxing is concerned. I think he's got fabulous skills. And Alistair Overeem, well, he's a well-rounded fighter, but he's got 12 losses. any guy that's got 12 losses, even though he's on a 12-fight winning streak, he's got 12 losses. And, yes, he did take out Brock Lesnar in his last fight. But, you know, Brock really hasn't been the same since he had that intestinal surgery where they took out part of his intestines and they had to go back in and operate a second time. And he's had all kinds of stomach issues. And he's just not been the same guy since he won the UFC heavyweight title. So, you know, Brock was sort of a shadow of his former self. Of course, Brock has retired. He's not going to go back to professional wrestling. He said he's made enough money. I think he lives in upstate Minnesota on a, he's a recluse. He lives on a farm. It's got like, I think a 200 acre farm out in the middle of Minnesota. Nobody to bother him and nobody around him. And he doesn't like people. He's not a people person. So if you go knocking on Brock Lesnar's door, you might be looking down the barrel of a double. It might be looking down the barrel of a shotgun because he's not the friendliest guy in the world. Let's talk about some other UFC events. Of course, April 21st. Want to remember that date, folks? The UFC 145. Of course, this is going to be the bomb. I think as far as light heavyweight title fights are concerned, the best light heavyweight title fight in history of the UFC was Rashad Evans. And yeah, there's been some great light heavyweight champions, Chuck Liddell and Tito Ortiz and people like that, but you know, I think the John Jones has taken the light heavyweight division, the MMA, in just a totally different direction. He's got an 84-inch arm span. In other words, when he spreads his arms, his reach is 84 from fingertip to fingertip, which is the longest in any sport. I think if you got to go to basketball, I think the guy find a guy with a longer reach span. But the bottom line is John Jones is the real deal. But then again, as I said, you know, a lot of times I say this guy's the best fighter in MMA or this girl's the best fighter in MMA. And then they go out and lose. And people say, Pedro, how can you say that? Well, at the time they were the best, okay? But there are so many different ways to lose in MMA. I'll say it again. You can lose on decision. You can lose on knockout. You lose on submission. You can lose being choked out. There's all kinds of ways to lose in the world of mixed martial arts. And the bottom line is, John Jones, although I think he'll be a winner, April 21st, coming to you live from Atlanta on pay-per-view, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Pacific Time, with the prelims being on FX Cable, starting at 5 o'clock Pacific Time, that is 8 o'clock Eastern Time. I think John Jones is going to win this. I think he's going to win it going away. I think he's got Rashad Evans, even though they were former stablemates, they trained together. And they know each other real well. I don't think Rashad's got enough left in the tank at this point in time to take on a guy or beat a guy like John Jones. I think John Jones is the best fighter in the entire world. Once again, I think he will win April 21st, probably by submission. And inside the distance, maybe the third or the fourth round. Rashad will get through the first couple of rounds. But after that, it'll be all downhill for Rashad Evans. That is just my opinion. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. I did look in further to that rumor that Jesse Ventura, the former governor of Minnesota and the WWE wrestler, was knocked down in a California bar last year, and he's being suing some former fellow Navy SEAL regarding it. And the bottom line is there's no merit to it. That's what I've been told. You tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
I'm not saying that Asian people look alike, but you know what's got to be the easiest job in the world? Has got to be one of those police sketch artists in Hong Kong. I mean, come on. No matter who you decide to draw.
That's the guy.
Of course that's the guy. He's 5'1", he's got a haircut like Mo, and he's Chinese. What have we narrowed it down to? 1 billion people? We should find him by sunset.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Stupid, worthless, no good, retarded, big mouth jerk.
Geez, I hope he wasn't talking about me. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of MMA and boxing. Coming up July 6th and 7th, want to circle this date on your calendar. Sure, the UFC will have a card on that weekend as well. It's the UFC Fan Expo in Las Vegas, Nevada. And last year, I think it drew about 25,000 people. So it's going to be a big event. And this is if you're an Ultimate Fighter event fan, if you're a fan of mixed martial arts, you get to shake hands with guys, you get to take pictures with guys, you get to meet guys, you get to look at the gloves. I mean, you get to see some of this inside stuff in the world of mixed martial arts, especially, of course, the UFC being the premier company, the premier promotion in the world of mixed martial arts. No question about that. But Dana White will be there. Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta that run the UFC, that own the UFC. All three of them actually own it. Take that back. There are four owners of the UFC. There's the Fertitta brothers. There's Dana White that owns 10%. And I believe the government of Dubai, they own like 13%, something like that. 11 to 13%. But the bottom line is, the Fertitta brothers and Dana White really control the UFC. They will be there. All the UFC champions will be there. Most of the UFC contenders will be there. So it'll be a fantastic weekend, July 6th and 7th in Las Vegas. So if you're a big UFC fan, an MMA fan, circle those days on your calendar. Head down to Sin City and enjoy a fabulous summer weekend in Las Vegas, Nevada, July 6th and 7th. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Don't forget, we air every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific time on many of these same channels, and of course the Sports Byline Network, the Cable Radio Network, live on Facebook.com/RingTalk. The Ustream live video will be up and running next week with highlights and all that kind of good stuff. So we've got it all going on, and check out all the info at RingTalk.com.